And I don't hear this spoken of very often. The practical side, that you have so many minutes in your lifetime, that's the gift you've been given, X amount of minutes, and you can use them any which way. And that's absolutely your choice. Now that doesn't mean starve yourself and don't have a sandwich. But it means see the human tendency, the natural tendency, and don't kick yourself for it, because it means you're like everybody else who's ever lived. To always have a no as the first response towards any actual moment of orientation toward the divine. This is just how it works for us human animals. And in that sense, when you begin to see how that works and accept that that's the tendency of everyone and of you, you, me, and everyone else, then you don't have to be in a battle with yourself. Because it's not about perfecting yourself so that that struggle never happens. It's about seeing that that struggle will always happen. Until enough humility has occurred that you naturally, more often, choose the spiritual moment over every other kind of moment. And every other kind of moment can be understood as the fulfillment of some kind of limited desire, some kind of temporary focus. So on that level of the practical, day-to-day, moment-to-moment, what do we choose? Where do we put our chips? Where do we lay our bets? On that level, it's actually very simple. It's actually very easy. It's about recognizing that you can have more moments that are spiritually imbued, and you're simply adding to your bank account of moments. When the balance is big enough, things tip. That's one simple way to look at it. It's not the only way. It may not even be the best way, but it's a very practical way.
What if there's meditation that's happening, and what if there's a remembrance of the divine in everything that's going on?
So do you notice a humility coming from that?
Sometimes, yeah. Not all the time.
So if it's not all the time, then your attention will be beneficial. Your attention to what we're talking about will help tip the scale more. Because what you're reporting really demonstrates that you're waiting for some of it to happen to you more. You're waiting for more recognition of the divine to happen. You're waiting for more humility to rise up, to come to you. And what I'm saying is you shouldn't wait. You should more actively promote it. You should more actively practice the exact thing that you're talking about, rather than